Chapter 2. Leia startles at the sound of a furious pounding on the door, her knee banging into the table above, which a glittering star map is projected. The map flickers, and when the voice comes through the door,
"Leia! Leia!"
She struggles to stand swiftly, almost forgetting the tremendous living weight around her midsection. The child inside her kicks and tumbles as she endeavors to get upright.
"Calm down, little angel. You'll be free soon enough."
"Mom,"
says her protocol droid, T2LC.
"It appears as if someone is at the door."
"Yes, I hear that, LC."
She winces as she moves out from around the couch. That couch was supposed to be comfortable, but all it does is swallow her up like a devouring sarlacc.
"It's just Han."
"Is he in danger, Mum? He sounds like he's in danger. Shall I open the door? I don't want to let the danger in, but..."
"Leia, damn it, the door!"
Han says from the other side. His voice is followed swiftly by more thumps and thuds. He's kicking the door, she realizes.
"I'm coming!"
she yells back. To the droid, she says,
"I'll get it."
"But your condition, Mum?"
"I'm not dying, I'm pregnant,"
she snaps back, then opens the door. Han wastes no time in almost falling through it, his arm cradling a lumpy, uneven bag of something.
"Took you long enough,"
he says, smirking as he juggles his footing and skirts past her, giving her a quick kiss on the cheek as he does.
"Don't you know,"
she says, shooting T2LC a dubious look,
"I have a condition."
"Elsie, I told you. Leia doesn't have a damn condition."
But then more seriously, and in a lower register, he says to her,
"You do need to slow it down a little bit."
He gestures toward the star map.
"For instance?"
"I am in command of my own body, thank you very much."
"Tell that to the little bandit,"
he says, dropping the sack of whatever down on the counter in the kitchen. The little bandit is what he's taken to calling the child currently wrestling inside her belly.
"You mean the little angel?"
She follows him into the kitchen, and T2LC's whining servo motors behind her indicate he's following closely behind, because someone, Han, told the droid to keep close to her in case she falls. Never mind the fact the droid stays so close to her, she's nearly tripped on his metal feet half a dozen times already.
"What did you bring?"
Han winks, thrusts his hand down into the bag, and pulls it out gripping a Jogan fruit.
"Look!"
He gives it a lascivious squeeze.
She sighs, crestfallen. "Is that whole bag full of Jogan fruit?"
"Yeah. Why?"
"I cannot possibly eat that much Jogan fruit."
"Sure you can."
"Let me rephrase. I don't want to eat that much Jogan fruit."
"It's good for you."
"Not that good."
"The doctors..."
"Dr. Colonia said to incorporate Jogan into my diet, not to replace everything with Jogan fruit."
He sweeps up on her, cradling her face with his rough hand. He strokes her cheek gently.
"All right, all right. I'm just trying to do right by you two."
"I know, Han."
"If I think I can help, I'll always help. With whatever you or our son needs. You know that, right?"
She laughs.
"I know."
It's been hard for Han. He won't say it out loud, but she can see it on his face. Her husband needs something to do. He's bored. Chewbacca's back home looking for his family. Luke's searching the galaxy for old Jedi teachings. Han Solo's got nothing to smuggle. Nowhere to gamble. No foolish rebellion to fight for. He's like the Falcon, retired to a hangar somewhere, waiting for something, anything to happen. So he buys fruit. Lots and lots of fruit. And of course, he worries about her. He turns her toward the table and the star map.
"You're not still on this, are you?"
"What?"
"Leia, Kashyyyk was a fluke. We got lucky.
I'm always lucky with you by my side, scoundrel.
He shakes his head.
You joke, but this is nuts.
It's not nuts, she says, suddenly irritated. What we did on Kashyyyk was the right thing to do, and you know it. If we could formalize that process, if we could target other worlds that the Senate is too cowardly to liberate, then maybe we could, with the unofficial sanction of our friendly Chancellor, find a way to do right by those worlds. Which means not only do we save whole systems, but those systems might swing our way and join the chorus of voices here in the New Republic.
He sighs.
I don't know. Can't somebody else handle this? Just for now?
Look, she says, heading over to the star map. Tatooine, Cerev Doi, Demisel, Horuz. All worlds still in thrall either to some Imperial remnant or to criminal syndicates or gangs. Rebellions work. We've seen it. We've helped make it happen.
You know Mon's not going to go for that.
She already has, in a way.
In the aftermath of the attack on Chandrila, the New Republic was left reeling. Already the whispers arose. The New Republic cannot protect itself. How could it protect us? Already the accusations have been aimed at Mon Mothma's head like turning rifles. She is weak on military presence, and now she's injured. How can she truly lead us? Leia and Han came back bringing a much-needed, if illegal and unexpected, victory for the New Republic at a time when it badly needed it. Yes, Chandrila was attacked, but they saved Kashyyyk. They ran off the Empire and liberated the Wookiees. It was a win, and it stopped the Senate from hemorrhaging loyal senators. She starts to say, if we could aid rebels on each of these worlds...
Mom!
T2LC chimes in, literally thrusting his Copper Shine Protocol droid head in front of her.
You have a call?
I'll take it here.
She settles back down into the couch, then swipes the star map off the projector. A new image replaces it, the face of Nora Wexley. Once a pilot for the Rebellion, and recently the leader of a team of Imperial Hunters, tracking down the Empire's many war criminals when they fled to various corners of the galaxy to hide. She had helped Leia in a different capacity, finding her missing husband and helping Han free Chewbacca and his planet from the Empire. Now, though, Nora is out there looking for prey most elusive. Grand Admiral Rey Sloane. Sloane is a mystery, like a seed between the teeth that Leia cannot work free. First, the self-proclaimed Grand Admiral went and admitted that she was, in fact, the Operator, a high-level confidential informant who had helped the New Republic win vital battles against the crumbling Empire. Then, Sloane offered to talk peace, and so she asked to come to Chandrila for that very purpose. And while she was present, those captives freed from the prison ship that had held Chewbacca turned on the New Republic, assassinating various high-level figures and injuring many others. The tally of the dead is too long. Senators, diplomats, advisors, generals, admirals.
Was I on the list of targets?
Leia wonders that even still. If a twist in fate, Han going off half-cocked to save a whole planet all by his lonesome, hadn't set her on the path she took, would she have been standing there on the stage that liberation day? No way to know. The list of targets remained embedded in minuscule control chips planted at the brainstem of each returning captive. Too easy to miss on a general scan, and too sinister to even consider real, until it was far too late. By the time they discovered the chips, weeks after Liberation Day was already over and the blood had been scrubbed from the plaza stone, they had fritzed out, malfunctioned in some kind of planned degradation. Leia's own payroll slicer, Condor Kyle, wasn't able to find anything either. If Condor can't find it, then there's nothing to find. Point is, Sloane fled Chandrila, an act that coincided with the Empire going dark. Outside a few splinter remnants, the enemy has gone silent, which disturbs Leia considerably.
Nora,
Leia says. She owes this woman a debt. Nora's own husband was one of the assassins, and Leia tries to imagine what that must do to a person's own heart and mind. Even more, what that must do to a wife and mother's heart and mind. Motherhood has been on Leia's mind a lot recently, unsurprisingly. What Nora has gone through for the rebellion and for her family is both admirable and harrowing. Could Leia do the same? Could she walk that line? And then, a troubling question she's almost afraid to answer. Where do her true allegiances lie? She has a family to raise, but a galaxy to help lead.
Tell me some good news, please.
We found Swift.
The bounty hunter? Good. Did he give you anything?
He did. He said Sloane went to a planet in the western reaches, called Jakku. Know anything about it?
Leia does not. She gives a look to Han, who clears his throat and waves to the hologram.
Hey, Nora. Jakku, huh? I know it. Been there once, years ago. You know, the usual, bringing bad things to bad people. There's nothing there. Miners, scavengers, dirt merchants. They got some kind of hokey religion there in the south. And there's the wheel races in the north. Otherwise, come on, it's a wasteland. Makes Tatooine look lively.
Why would Sloane go there?
Leia asks.
Beats me, Han says. Maybe she's looking to get away. Run and hide. Nobody would look for her on Jakku.
Nora says,
Swift thought it had something to do with another Imperial. Someone named Gallius Rax.
That name isn't familiar to Leia, and she says as much. Something about all this feels wrong. A feeling of worry has burrowed under her skin.
Nora, come home. Perhaps it's time we present this to the Chancellor.
Respectfully, I'd like to scout the planet first. Time is slipping through our hands like so much rope, and I'd rather not lose any more of it. After what happened on Chandrila, we need to report more to the Chancellor than just the word of some bounty hunter. At least let us take a pass. See if we can't uncover something.
Leia gives Han a look. He twists his mouth into a lopsided grin.
Hey, don't look at me. You know what I'd do.
Yes, you'd run off like a madman right into danger.
He shrugs. A smart bet.
All the more reason to warn Nora away from that course of action. Any plan whose best endorsement is a thumbs up from Han Solo is trouble. Still, Nora isn't Han. She's smarter than that, isn't she?
Go,
Leia says finally.
See what you find out, and then we'll have something to bring to Mon.
How is the Chancellor? Her injuries?
They're healed, mostly.
Though far deeper injuries remain. Injuries to the woman's spirit and to her career.
She's fine. I'll tell her you were asking. And eventually we can tell her what we've been up to.
Thanks, Leia. I appreciate your help in all this.
It's you who's helping me, Nora. You're helping me and the whole of the galaxy if you can find Sloane's scent out there. Just be careful. If you see the Empire, do not engage. Do you understand?
I hear you loud and clear,
Nora says.
I'll see you soon.
And then she's gone.